You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 112. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
The voice in your head is an a-hole, part two. So here's what we're going to talk about when it comes to the inner critic. We're going to talk a little bit about where does an inner critic even come from? How does it show up in our life? And in a way, why was the inner critic actually created? So sound good, Kara?
Sounds absolutely wonderful, Jennifer.
All right, so the inner critic actually comes from sometime in the past, which only would make sense, right? So it could be when we were 5, it could be when we were 10, it could be when we were 18. But younger than you are today, there was different series of situations that you had that created the inner critic. Most likely, it was a time when there was a feeling of vulnerability and judgment that the inner critic all of a sudden became a protection mechanism.
You know what, too, Jen, while you just said that, it actually made me even think, though, the inner critic could come from, like, last week.
Oh, yeah.
So it's totally, like, it's in the past, but it doesn't matter how far. Like, so, and some people know when their inner critic was created, and some people are like, I have no idea. But as long as you know that the inner critic was created in the past and that it comes from a place of fear.
That's right. So let's even think about it this way, right? So let's say... I'm going to do it through a story, right? So
why don't you do it through a story, Jen?
I'm going to do this through a story.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And the story is, so let's say Johnny is in fourth grade and he is going to go in front of the class and he is going to do this great presentation about Christopher Columbus. He put together this whole papier-mâché boats of the three boats and the ships that were sailing. He was very excited. He practiced. He was well prepared and he felt really good about the presentation. Johnny gets up in front of the class and he doesn't realize it, but his fly's unzipped. So he's up there. He's doing his thing, paper machine, showing what's going on. And all his classmates start to laugh at him because his pants are unzipped. And at that moment, he feels vulnerable and at the effect of what is perceived a judgment, that he actually would go and sit down. And the inner critic is formed at that moment to say, huh, I never should get up in front of people again. And I never should stand in front of people and do presentations because it's too much. And there was that reaction. Now, it's not that logical, right? So we just don't think these things through, but that's how it's shaped and formed. So there's Johnny, fourth grade, feeling laughed at. And then Johnny turns into Jonathan, 54 years old, and he still doesn't like presentations. So that's a great example of how a situation where somebody may feel judged, exposed at the effect of something, then created a message of, I should never give presentations to protect from having to experience that feeling again.
So the key word there, I think, Jen, is the protection. And in a weird kind of way, if you really think about it, the inner critic is a protection mechanism, but I really think that it kind of comes from a place of love. And without getting really sappy here, if you really think about it, right, this inner critic, imagine this inner critic and, you know, and Johnny, and Johnny's feeling laughed at, right? People are laughing at him. He's really embarrassed. So this inner critic is kind of jumping over to Johnny, giving him a really big hug and saying, listen, Johnny, I never want you to feel this way again. So I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to put you over here. I'm going to protect you. And you're never going to have to feel that way again. So the thing is like you just said, the fourth grade Johnny and the 54-year-old Johnny, although there's a whole lot of years, I'm not going to do the math, but there's a whole lot of years there, that energy is still there because Jonathan, sitting behind the big desk with a really nice view of whatever. He doesn't get it. Like he doesn't realize for the most part that that's where that came from.
I love it. And I like this happy side of Sullivan. However, so I just want to say another thing about this is that when you're in fourth grade, it's a coping mechanism for when you feel outside of the group or outside of somebody's favor or not part of the in crowd. And it's effective when, because you don't have any other coping skills. Jonathan, though, in his 50s, as an adult, has far more coping skills than he would as a child. So it's about how do you help your client get new techniques and coping skills for when things don't go the way he wants.
And the thing is that this protection mechanism is just keeping him on the sidelines. So the thing about the inner critic is that it comes out when you're ready to step into something pretty amazing. So let's say Jonathan now at 54 gets this huge opportunity to get this big promotion and he's got to talk in front of 250 people. And he's like, I'm freaking out. And he can't do it because he's that energy that's still with him goes back to the fourth grade where everybody laughs at him.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff, right? And so I always say, to tag on to what you just said, is when we get nervous about a situation or when our inner critic comes out or there is some self-doubt, you have to look at that as like, holy crap, I am about to do something pretty darn amazing. And so using that self-doubt as a clue that you're about to push yourself into the next best version of who you are. That's all I got on this one, Kara. What about you?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Bye.
Till next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.